You're riding alone on a moonlit but starless night. You just missed your exit. Now there's only one way back home. So sit back, open your ears, and hold on tight. Because you're about to take a quick detour through Uncanny County.
Once again, a tornado warning is in effect for the entire county. We're already getting reports of multiple casualties. If you have not taken shelter, do so immediately. To all of you amateur storm chasers out there, let this one go. Conditions are too dangerous. This is one hell of a storm, folks. Keep your radio tuned to 101.7 KODD for the latest updates.
I've got it in my sights. This is the biggest funnel I've seen in all my years of storm chasing. It's got to be an F5. I mean, hell, if there's such a thing as an F6, man. Hey, this is beautiful. It's like staring in the face of God himself. I mean, this is a goddamn... Oh, shit! What the? I'm alive. How am I still alive? Jesus. Where the hell am I? Hello? Hello? What do you know? Camcorder's still working. I'm gonna have some amazing footage. The folks at Channel 3 be nuts not to put it on the air. Well, folks, looks like old Rocky's still with you. I gotta be honest. I thought I was a goner that time, but someone was looking out for me again. A storm picked up my SUV and dropped me somewhere. It's hard to say exactly. Everything's decimated. I've never seen destruction like this before. But look here. Somebody's wedding picture. And this leg looks like it used to belong to a teddy bear. This is the rough part of chasing storms. I like the danger, the adrenaline. I'm a pro at handling that stuff, but this, it's hard to look at. I surely hope folks around here took shelter, because there ain't nothing left standing and no signs of life at all. What the... Did you hear that? Well, where is it coming from? Hello? Hello? Just, sit tight. I'm coming. Where are you? Wait, hang on. Hang on. Well, you look at that. Hey, come here, little guy. Or, girl. I gotcha. Gotcha. Shh. Not a scratch. How the hell did you survive that storm in one piece? Where are your folks? And what in God's name are we gonna do now? My ride's totaled. I got no idea where we are. I sure don't recognize this place. I mean, let's see if we can get someone on the horn. Now, I gotta put you down for a minute while I try to get my radio. Here. Let's wrap you up in my jacket. There you go. Now, sit tight. I see it. Just gotta reach it. Ah, got it. Damn, busted. It's busted. Okay. It's okay, little one. Look, I'm gonna get you help. All right, we're gonna have to walk until we find someone. But don't worry, kiddo. We'll find you some nice warm milk and some clothes, and we'll find your mama. Shit. Hey, it's just one of the hazards of the business, little one. After a storm like that, you got a lot of riled up dogs on the loose, and that's a big one. Ooh, boy. But the trick is, you gotta act like you got confidence. See, you can't let them know you're afraid. They smell Well, what do you know? It's never worked that well for me before. I know. We'll get you something to eat just as soon as we can find... Hey, there's a car coming. Hey, stop the car. Stop. We need help.
You okay?
Thank God. You're the first soul we've seen. Can you give us a lift? We need to get her help.
Her?
I found this baby in the rubble somewhere. Truth be told, I'm real turned around.
A baby?
Yeah, a baby. This baby right here. Ain't she a cutie? She's been so good. She must be real hungry by now.
Sorry. Can't help
what?
You.
Hey, but no, hey, come back. Hey, what the hell's wrong with you? Jesus Christ. Come on, kiddo. Let's keep walking.
Rocky Mitchum is a storm chaser. He drives headfirst into dangerous weather whenever it appears. Like all of us, he's looking for something. But sometimes the thing you're looking for is also looking for you. You just might not recognize it in Uncanny County.
This way, sir. Sheriff, this here is...
The last thing in the world I need right now. Rocky Mitchum. How the hell are you?
Hey, Sheriff.
I might have known you'd be turning up. Storm like this, how could you not be in the middle of it?
I'm not in the middle of anything, Sheriff. I need to get help for this little baby.
Baby, you say?
Yes, baby. I was chasing that F5 when my truck lifted up, came into a heap of rubble with no signs of life but this little nipper, and I've been walking all day trying to get help for her. But no one would stop for us. She's hungry. Her mama must be worried sick. If her mama's still okay.
Rocky?
Yeah.
What baby?
This baby. This baby right here.
I don't see any baby.
What do you mean you don't see a baby? This right here, this is a baby.
Dillard, do you see a baby?
No, Sheriff, I do not.
How can you not see her? There. Did you hear that? You must have been able to hear that.
I didn't hear anything.
Well, what the hell's going on around here?
Rocky?
I'm not inebriated in any way.
I wasn't going to suggest it. Do you think maybe you're seeing things that aren't there because you're missing Pamela?
No! I mean, well, yes, I'm always missing her, but I ain't crazy.
I know you're not. It's just, well, we're coming up on the anniversary of the day you lost her, and a storm like this must conjure up some memories.
Sheriff, don't matter what day it is. My head's always awash in memories. I can't ever shake them. There's a hole inside me that ain't healing. I know what grief is, and this is not that. This is a baby. Will you please just look again? Please, look at her sweet little face.
Rocky, Now, hang on. I do see something. Not a baby, but something.
What do you mean?
Well, it's very faint, but the best I can describe it is a tumbleweed? Of sorts. A sort of shimmery cloud of something. I can just catch it from certain angles. I can feel something, too. It's very... almost like a breeze. I can feel air moving when I try to touch it. Christ on a pogo stick, what the hell is it?
Well, hey, look at that.
What?
She's smiling at me.
You're pretty good with her.
Huh? Oh, well.
Not what I would have expected. Did you and Pamela ever want kids?
Yeah. We planned for it. She wanted a girl. Had a name picked out and everything. We bought this beautiful piece of land up north of here. Trees, little creek, everything I ever wanted. I was gonna build a house and we were gonna start a family, but then storm. I can't bring myself to sell the land, and I can't bring myself to live there.
I'm sorry.
Thanks. I'm going to call her Kira. Until they find her family, I mean.
Pretty.
Sheriff, here's the bassinet you asked for, and I brought one of them mobile things.
Thanks, Dillard.
I've contacted the pediatrician and social services.
Why is that, Deputy?
Protocol dictates that any time a minor is brought into the station...
Deputy Dillard, I know it's only your first day, but there's protocol and there's common sense. How is social services going to place a child that no one can see? How's a pediatrician going to examine her?
Oh, well...
Just call them back and tell them they're no longer needed. We have to think outside the box on this one.
Outside the box. Got it.
How does this go on?
The mobile? It just screws on. Like that.
Hey, what do you think of that, Kira?
Dillard, is there a fan on in here?
I don't think so.
So how is that mobile?
What the hell? I don't understand. What just happened?
I don't either. But I know someone who might. Rocky, this is Dr. George Ireland.
George Ireland? You related to Greg Ireland on Channel 3?
Unfortunately, that publicity hound is my brother.
Sore that he's on TV and you're not?
Not at all. I'm a scientist and a professor here at the County Meteorological Institute. He's a TV personality that calls himself a meteorologist. Where is the subject?
She's right here.
Okay, well, why don't you just put her up here on the table while I take some readings?
You getting anything, George?
Well, I'll be. There's definitely something here. A horizontal vorticity. The smallest I've ever encountered.
A funnel cloud.
A teeny tiny one. No moisture to speak of, which is why you can't see it. Why we can't see it, that is. But you see, a baby, is it?
Yes, a baby girl. Why?
I couldn't tell you that. It's certainly a fascinating little phenomenon. I've never seen anything like this before. A storm that seems to have attached itself to a person. I'd like to run some more...
No tests.
But this is completely unique. Imagine what we could learn. If we don't study it now, we may not get the chance.
Why is that?
A funnel this small will likely just dissipate on its own, barring other contributing atmospheric conditions.
You mean she'll die?
Well, the cloud will cease to exist.
No, that's not going to happen.
It's nature. There's nothing you can do about it. You can't control the weather, although I'm working on it.
She's a baby. Babies need love to thrive. I'm going to love her so much that she'll grow. She'll grow so much, you'll be able to see her, and I'm going to love her so much that she's going to become like me.
What you're talking about, nurturing, growing a storm, it's intriguing. But even if you could do it, it would be grossly irresponsible.
Why?
You should know this better than anyone. It's small now, but it holds the potential for great destructive energy. It would be extremely dangerous, theoretically.
Don't you worry about us.
Please, consider giving me the opportunity.
No studying. I'm taking her home.
Home? It has a home?
She does now. Hey, Sheriff.
Rocky. Kira. So, this is the spot.
Yep.
A mobile home? Do you think that's wise, considering?
It's just temporary. See, over here is where the house is going to go. Brick. Sturdy. Yeah, just big enough for Kira and me.
This is a real pretty spot.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I hadn't been up here since... I'm glad. I'm glad I kept it. It's right that I raised Kira here.
I think so, too. Rocky?
Yeah?
Is it possible that you created Kira somehow?
Me? How would I do that?
Well, this situation puts me in mind of a case I heard about last year. You started chasing storms after one took Pamela, right? Looking for revenge, I'm guessing?
It's not like that, exactly.
Can you describe it to me?
It's more like... Well, I wanted to be taken, too. I drove right into the heart of some of the craziest storms you ever saw. I begged them to take me away. I didn't want to be here anymore, but... Being here, with Kira... Well, I no longer feel that way.
I'm glad to hear that, Rocky. What I'm wondering is, if your sorrow and your single-minded focus on chasing those twisters called Kira into existence...
You mean I actually caught a storm?
Possibly. The question is, what are you going to do with her now that you have her?
I told you, I'm going to raise her as my own.
Rocky, like Dr. Ireland said, that could be very dangerous for a lot of people. You wouldn't want them to suffer the way you have.
They won't. My grief created her. That's what you said, right? Well, that means I can keep creating her. I'll make her real. You'll see. She'll become like me. We'll belong to each other.
I hope you're right. I do. You deserve some kind of happiness. But if I were you, I'd get started on some serious baby proofing.
Already in the works. Hey, Sheriff. Look at her. She found her feet. Ain't that the cutest thing? Oh, I forgot. You can't see her yet.
That sounds adorable. I look forward to the day when I can.
This little piggy stayed home. This little piggy ate roast beef. This little piggy had none. This little piggy went wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee all the way home. Oh, oops. Oh, that's my fault. Should have nailed down that chair. Here comes the airplane. Open wide. So, no peas then. Rock-a-bye, baby, on the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. When the bough breaks, the cradle will fall. And down will come Kira, cradle and all. Good night, sweetheart.
Afternoon, sir. Did you find everything you were looking for?
We did, thanks. Oh, hang on. I got a coupon for those Huggies.
Daddy.
Sweetheart.
Excuse me?
Oh, not you. I was talking to my daughter.
Your...
Here it is.
Daddy.
How old is your baby?
Almost two. You can see her?
Well, sure.
You can really see her.
What baby?
Daddy!
Just a minute, Kira.
Daddy, Lammy!
Lammy? Lammy. Well, he's, where is Lammy? Oh, no.
Lammy!
Now, don't cry, Pumpkin. We'll find her.
What does she want?
Her stuffed lamb. She never goes anywhere without it.
Lammy!
What the?
Kira, stop that. Calm down, Kira. We'll find Lammy.
Sir, what is happening?
We've got to find that lamb.
This is Greg Ireland in the Weather Room. That tornado warning is still in effect for folks in the northwest part of the county. This is hour two of a very dangerous but very isolated storm. That F2 tornado is still hovering over the Bargain Barn on Route 3. Its trajectory... Well, folks, there is no trajectory. It's just sitting there. Never seen anything like it. The folks at the County Meteorological Institute... Well, folks, let's just be honest, it's just one guy sitting in a basement who thinks he's God's gift to weather. Haven't offered any insight. We've got our eye on the situation. This is Greg Ireland in the Weather Room. We'll keep you informed.
Attention market barn shoppers. We're still looking for that stuffed lamb. Answer the name Lammy. If you see him, please bring him to the checkout immediately.
I'm really sorry about
that.
Lammy!
We've got Lammy!
Lammy!
She was in Frozen Boats. Lammy's a boy.
Oh.
Listen, I'm really sorry about the damage. I'll find a way to cover it. All right, I'll make things right.
You want to make things right? Just don't come back. Please.
Oh, sure. Sure. Come on, sweetheart. Let's go home.
Thank you.
And the three little pigs lived happily ever after. The end.
More.
No, that's it for tonight, honey. It's time for night-night. There you go. Snug as a bug in a rug.
Rocky Mitchum.
What the hell? Be right there. You stay here, Pumpkin. Coming. Who is it?
Fish and Wildlife. Open up, sir.
Fish and... What can I do for you?
We have a warrant to search and confiscate illegal wildlife.
Illegal wildlife? You're mistaken. There's no wildlife here.
Daddy?
Kira, I thought I told you to stay in bed.
Officer?
George Ireland? What are...
I don't see anyone. Where is she?
I can't tell without my instruments. Would you ask the witness to come in?
Witness?
Sir, would you step inside, please?
Here I am.
You? You were behind me in line at the bargain barn. You could see Kira.
You
can see her. Do you know what that means? It's working. She's becoming real.
Sir, do you see the creature from the bargain barn anywhere in this room?
No. No, please don't tell them where she is, please.
She's right there.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure. She's a little girl. I'm sorry. I lost my wife to a twister. I don't want anyone else to go through what I went through.
That's why you can see her.
How do we capture it?
Capture?
We're not going to capture it. I've been developing a storm disruptor. This is a small prototype, but it should be large enough to neutralize such a tiny cloud.
Neutralize?
You gentlemen mind telling me what's going on here?
Sheriff?
George, what is this?
We're here to confiscate illegal wildlife. Or that's what the warrant says.
I believe you're talking about this man's daughter.
No, I'm talking about a dangerous storm system. Did you see the damage it caused to the bargain barn?
The photo cabana was completely destroyed. Again.
Rocky, you're lucky no one was hurt. What were you thinking, taking her out in public like that?
It wasn't her fault. I should have kept an eye on Lammy. It won't happen again.
No, it won't. I'm sorry. I wish there were another way, but you're endangering lives. Step aside, please.
Now, hang on. You can't just destroy this man's child. And there's always another way.
She's not his child. She's made of air. She can be returned to the air.
No. No, she can't. You can't take her. She's my little girl. She loves bedtime stories. When was the last time you met a twister who loved bedtime stories? She's always asking for one more. And when she gets scared at night, I put her in bed with me and sing to her. She's got a favorite song. It's Poncho and Lefty. You ever heard of a cyclone that loved country music? She likes to ride on my shoulders down to the creek, and we catch crawdads in a coffee can. She watches them swim around a while, and then we set them free. She talks to the toaster like it's a person. I love her. And she loves me. You can't take her from me. She's all I have.
I'm sorry. I really am. It's an astonishing phenomenon. I would have loved to have learned more about it. But my job is to protect people from the weather.
I'll never take her off the property again. I swear.
Step aside, sir.
Now, just a minute.
I said no! We're not going anywhere!
Rocky?
What's happening to him?
You're supposed to be the tornado expert.
What?
Well, looks like old Rocky got it backwards. Instead of making Kira like him, he made himself like Kira.
Is that possible?
Is any of this possible?
We're not going anywhere!
We should leave! Wouldn't Wouldn't you agree, Mr. Ireland?
Everyone take shelter!
Don't you want to use your machine on them?
My equipment won't take down a tornado that size. What do we do?
Take him at his word. They're not going anywhere. He waited a long time for his home. He won't leave again.
We should run.
Wise decision.
It really is fascinating. I have so many questions.
I wouldn't hold out hope for those answers, Doc. See you around, Rocky. I'm glad you found what you were looking for.
Sheriff?
This is Greg Ireland in the weather room. We're looking at a very pleasant week, folks. Mid-70s throughout most of the week. Expect clear skies and a light breeze, except, of course, for the F5 tornado that's been hovering over the property at Shady Pass and County Road 2 for the last 3 years. It's unlikely to affect you, but as usual, I have to mention it. So unless you live there, it's a beautiful week ahead. This is Greg Ireland in the weather room. We'll keep you informed.
When Rocky became a storm chaser, he didn't think he'd actually catch one. He was hoping to lose himself in the chaos, but he found himself there instead. It's a fact of life that love will change you. But change you into what? That's a question with no easy answers. Especially in Uncanny County.
Uncanny County is the unholy creation of Todd Faulkner and Allison Crane. It's produced by Todd Faulkner, Allison Crane, William Franke, and Nicole Grevy, and our executive producer is Jessica Walker. Tonight's episode, Imperfect Storm, was written and produced by Allison Crane and recorded and mastered by Kevin Ramsey. It featured Pat McRoberts as Rocky and Nicole Grevy as Sheriff Roland, along with the vocal talents of William Franke, Todd Faulkner, David Bewley, Amy Dannenmuller, Dan Truman, Bradley Campbell, and Allison Crane. Introducing Hank Horn and Ellie Horn as Kira. Enjoying your visits to Uncanny County? Why not consider supporting us on Patreon? Your monthly contributions will help us keep bringing our special brand of weirdness to a dimension near you. This is Todd Faulkner from Uncanny County reminding you, don't be afraid of the things that go bump in the night. Be afraid of the things that don't go bump in the night.